Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let the living soul in the house praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to welcome each and every one of us back to service. The Lord has been gracious to us. Even though the enemy tried to keep us away from each other, but the Lord has brought us together again after many months. I believe the Lord deserves a round of applause. Jam your hands together for the Lord for all He has done for us. Throughout the period of the pandemic, the Lord has been faithful unto each and every one of us. And as a church, the Lord has been faithful to us. Let's lift up our voice this morning and appreciate the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 48 verse 1 says, "Great is the Lord and He is greatly to be praised." This morning we are going to be praising the Lord with everything that we have from the depth of our heart. We are going to give thanks to the Lord. Lift up your voice and appreciate Him for all He has done for you in this throughout the period of the corona pandemic. How the Lord has been gracious to you as a person and to the entire body of Christ. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Thank Him. Bless His holy name. Thank Him for all He has done. Thank Him for who He is and for what He has done. Thank Him for all His great attributes. Thank Him for His mighty, for His wonderful works. Thank Him for all that He has done in your life and in my life. Oh Lord, we lift up our voice and appreciate You. Thank You for Your wonderful works. Thank You for all that You have done. Thank You for not leaving us and not forsaking us. Thank You because You have been gracious to us. We have come to say thank You. We have come to return all glory and adoration back to You in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to be thanking the Lord again for keeping each and every one of us throughout the pandemic. We did not lose one person. Throughout the pandemic, we have rather increased. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Lord, we thank You that the corona pandemic did not decrease us. We did not reduce. Rather, we have increased in our finances. Rather, we have increased as a member of the Church of God. God has increased us in offering. Oh Lord, we have come to return all the glory to You in the name of Jesus. We bless Your name. We give You all the glory. We give You all the honor. All glory we return back to You in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Brethren, this month is a month of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 26 verse 22 say, "And He removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and He called the name of it Rehoboth, and He said, for now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Amen. One of the things that fruitfulness does for people is that it makes room for them. This morning we are going to be praying that the Lord shall cause us to be fruitful in this month of August, and He shall make room for us. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, may You cause us to be fruitful and make room for us in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' wonderful name we are praying. We are going to be praying concerning the service, that the Lord shall go forth in this service and we shall see the glory of the Lord in today's service. The Lord will minister unto His people powerfully, and life shall be changed, life shall be touched, and every dark area shall be illuminated. There will be answers to questions that you have awaited answers to for a long time in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank You because You have done all this and more for us. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Brethren, this morning I want you to jam your hands together as we welcome the anointed voices for the administration. Clap your hands together for them as they come. Clap your hands together. The louder they will clap, the faster they will come.
Hallelujah. This morning we are going to lift our voice and just appreciate the King of Glory once again, for He alone is worthy of all our praise. So with the lifting of your hands, I just want you to give him all the praise. Give him all the glory for he's worthy. For anytime we call, he is there for us. Lord, we worship you. Anytime I call, you answer. Anytime I knock, you open. You're incredible, God. Incredible, God.
Oh, you are.
Forever, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. It's good to see our beautiful faces. It's time for us to give our offering and our tithes. I want to quickly read a scripture for us, but right now, I believe on the screen, if you want to do your transfer, if you want to transfer your tithe or transfer your offering, you can do that to the church account. Part of church account is being posted right now on the screen, and the Lord will bless you greatly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Psalm 96, verse 8, it says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court." Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give unto the Lord a glory due to his name. As we give our offering, let's ensure that we are giving an offering that is due to the name of God. And I believe that as we give our offering, the Lord himself will bless us greatly in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall we bring out our offering as we give to the living God? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
We thank you for this opportunity given to us to bring our offering into your sanctuary. Lord, as we give, indeed, may we be blessed in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. Cause your blessings to shower upon us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And may your name be praised in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together with me as I welcome the anointed voices as they bless us with their song ministration. Amen.
Yeah. Peter. I want to welcome us back to church. It's been a long time, but the Lord has preserved us. He has kept us till this very moment. It is a good thing to be in the presence of God, and I want to welcome everybody that has survived this period. The Lord has been faithful to us. He has put a song in our mouth. He has given us a testimony, and I know that this season will turn around for our good in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this is our month of breaking barrenness. The theme for this month is breaking barrenness, and I'm sure that the hold of barrenness in healthy aspects of our lives will be broken this month in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our midweek service also will be held every Tuesday by 8 p.m. Every Tuesday by 8 p.m. online. The link to that will be on the screen. Please join us every Tuesday by 8 p.m. for the midweek service. We also have another program that holds every Saturday between 7 to 8 p.m. in the evening, and it is themed Above Bees. And this is a relationship program. Everyone in the relationship should please endeavor to join us every 7 p.m. on Saturday, as it's going to provide God's wisdom for a better relationship. And finally, every day now in this month, we have started praying every morning between 6 and 7 a.m. every morning. It is called the Rise to Glory Prayer. So every morning, please join us. The link to that Zoom meeting will be also on the screen. Join us every 6 to 7 a.m. as we pray together. And I pray that we would all have testimonies from these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we are going to be praying. We are going to be praying. This is our month of breaking barrenness. And that means that it is our month of fruitfulness. The opposite of barrenness is fruitfulness. And I see you becoming fruitful in this month of August in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The book of Genesis chapter 9 verse 7 says, "And you," turn to your neighbor and say, "And you."
"And you.
Be ye fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply daring." Are you going to rise to your feet this morning or what? I want you to rise up, because we are about to pray. We are about to break the hold of barrenness in our lives. We are becoming fruitful. The Bible says, and you, nobody is left out. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply and bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply daring. You are going to say, "Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I declare my status of fruitfulness."
"I declare my status of fruitfulness."
Say, "Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
I declare my status of fruitfulness.
I declare my status of fruitfulness.
According to your commandment in this month of August in the name of Jesus." Lift your voices and begin to pray. Begin to pray right now. "Oh Lord, I declare my status of fruitfulness. I declare my status of fruitfulness. I am a fruitful person. I am a fruitful person. In this month of August, I declare my status of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus." Because you have declared it, because you have commanded it, because you have commanded it in your word, you said, I should be fruitful. I should multiply. Therefore, I declare my status. My status now is the status of fruitfulness. In this month of August, I am fruitful. I begin to multiply. I begin to bear fruit in every aspect of my life. Financially, I am fruitful. Materially, I am fruitful. In the name of Jesus, I am fruitful in every aspect of my life. I am fruitful and multiplying in the name of Jesus. No more barrenness. No more barrenness. No more barrenness. No more financial barrenness. No more economic barrenness. In the name of Jesus, in every aspect of my life, I begin to become fruitful. I am fruitful. I am multiplying in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
The word of God also says in the book of Exodus chapter 1 verse 7. Exodus chapter 1 verse 7. It says, "And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." I will read that one more time. It says, The book of Exodus chapter 1 verse 7 says, "And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them." We are going to say, "Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
let every royal be fruitful."
Let every royal be fruitful.
Say, "Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
in this month of August,
in this month of August,
let every royal be fruitful.
Let every royal be fruitful.
Let us wax exceedingly mighty, and let the land be filled with us in the name of Jesus." Lift your voices and begin to pray. Let us pray. Let us declare fruitfulness in the life of every royal in this month of August. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are fruitful. We are multiplying. We are filling the earth in the name of Jesus. We are filling the land. We are filling our territory in the name of Jesus. We are taking over everything that the enemy has taken from us in the name of Jesus. We are recovering all. We are recovering all. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Pray that every royal, in the name of Jesus, we are fruitful, we are multiplying, we are filling this land, we are filling this land in the name of Jesus. We are waxing exceedingly mighty. Let your strength be available to us, Holy Spirit, to wax exceedingly mighty in the name of Jesus. In this month of August, the month where we break every yoke of barrenness, in the name of Jesus, we are waxing exceedingly mighty in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for answered prayers. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed.
Amen.
The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 10. Colossians chapter 1 verse 10, it says that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. I will read it again. Colossians chapter 1 verse 10, it says that ye may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus.
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 Today I decree concerning myself.
Today I decree concerning myself.
That in this month of August.
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 I will walk.
I will walk.
Worthy of the Lord.
Worthy of the Lord.
And increasing in the knowledge of the Lord.
And increasing in the knowledge of the Lord.
And becoming fruitful in all good things. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Lift your voices and talk to God. Lift your voices and talk to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that in this month of August, I will walk worthy. Worthy of the Lord. I will walk worthy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. That I will be fruitful in every good works. I will be fruitful in every good works. In soul winning, I will be fruitful. In soul winning, I will be fruitful. In every good works. In every work that the Lord has considered good, I will be fruitful in it in this month of August. In the name of Jesus, I will increase in His knowledge. I will increase in His wisdom. I will increase in His understanding. The barrenness of wisdom is broken in my life. The barrenness of knowledge is broken in my life. I am increasing. I am multiplying in the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Lift your voices and appreciate the name of the Lord.
Father,
thank you for answered prayers. Thank you because testimonies are abounding. Lord, we worship you. We bless your name because you are faithful God. Take all the praise. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that give thanks to the Lord for His good and that His mercies endure forevermore. So we thank the Lord for yet another season. And thanksgiving is a matter of the will. Say, give thanks unto the Lord. So it's a decision you must make. And you decided to thank the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Now let's lift up our hands this morning as we bless Him. Tell Him how wonderful He is. Lifting up our hands is a sign of acknowledging the greatness of God and giving honor to whom honor is due. So lift your hands in adoration. Lift your hands in worship. Lift your hands in praise. Lift your hands to say, there is none like you, Arugbojo. There is none like you, Master Oye. There is none like you, the beginning and the end. There is none like you, our God. The lifter of our hand, the mighty man, the battle, the only one that reigns supreme in the affairs of men. We've come to worship you, Lord. We've come to give you praise. We've come to give you glory. We've come as your children to honor you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Oh, Jesus. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Oh, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are. Today is the day of turnaround for someone watching me today or hearing me. I don't know the crisis that is rocking your life, but today, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that crisis. Be over now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I send forth the word of the Lord into your life. That today, rise and come out of that crisis now in the name of Jesus. Place your hand on your screen wherever you are. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that your mighty hand that delivers, the mighty hand of God that brought the children of Israel out of the land of bondage, anyone hearing or watching me right now that is in any form of crisis, financial crisis, health crisis, whatever the nature of the crisis may be, this week, come out of it miraculously.
Amen.
Let that crisis be over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I stand as a servant of the Lord. I say, your crisis is over.
Amen.
It's a new day of joy.
Amen.
It's a season of gladness for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I thank you because your word is bringing life and deliverance. I thank you because your word is bringing healing to your people. I thank you because our lives shall not be the same again today. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is my year of laughter?
I know no sorrow.
My joy knows no bound.
Yes, Lord, for sorrow in my life.
Hallelujah.
I remain victorious.
I said, this year the Lord is making you laugh.
And all that year shall rejoice with Him.
When I say the Lord is making you laugh, you say, and all that year shall rejoice with me. This month, the Lord is making you laugh.
And God, yes, shall rejoice with me.
And in this new week, the Lord is making you laugh.
And all that year shall rejoice with you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's our month of fruitfulness. And God has been gracious to us. We've been seeing the mighty hand of God. New fruits are being given birth to. This past week, we started our 6 a.m. Zoom prayer meeting, and it's been wonderful so far. Amen. Wow. We are bringing fruitfulness and also bringing forth something new.
Yes.
So now we pray 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every morning on Zoom. And if you desire to join, I want the email to show on the screen right now, rgci_hq. Send an email, we will send you the Zoom ID. We cannot make it so public so that it cannot be Zoom bombed. But however, if you desire to want to be part of the Zoom prayer meeting, Rise to Glory, we call it Rise to Glory prayer meeting, every morning 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Then I would like you to send a mail to the email showing on your screen right now. so that you can be part of it. Amen. And if God has been doing wonderful things, you gave your life to Christ, or you have been experiencing the mighty hand of God through this Overcomers broadcast, I also want you to just send us a mail. We'd like to hear from you, and I'm so sure that we will respond to your mail. Glory be to God. Now, Psalm 1, the book of Psalm, chapter 1, from verse 1 to 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of God, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Verse 4 then says, the ungodly are not so. In this month of fruitfulness, I will keep sharing with you that how high a foundation with a building will go depends on the foundation.
That's true, sir.
You cannot want to build a skyscraper and be using 6-inch block as the foundation. You cannot want to build a skyscraper. Your aim is to build a skyscraper, and you say you don't want to spend money on rod, on concrete floor, on German floor, on digging deep. Then you are not yet serious. You are not building. You are actually creating a disaster waiting to happen. The same thing. If you want to be fruitful as a Christian, the master key is given in Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of God, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Then it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So you can see that fruitfulness is connected with the primary foundation of godliness. Godliness cannot be separated from fruitfulness. Whatever it is you are believing God for, you must know that the primary foundation is that you must have Christ in you. Because that's the passport, that's the visa to God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Amen. So last week I shared with you what it means to be born again. Today, I will be sharing with you 7 things that is not the same thing as being born again. 7 things that are not the same thing as being born again. John chapter 3 verse 7 says, do not matter that I said to you, you must be born again. So don't be surprised. Don't be aghast. Don't be flabbergasted. Don't be overwhelmed. Don't be shocked that I am saying unto you that you must. It's not an option if you want to experience the glory of God. Say, it is a must. Those of us who have written exam before, if the examiner says to you that there are 3 mandatory questions, 3 must answer questions, then you can then choose other. You now have out of 5 questions, say 2 must be answered. Then you can then choose out of the remaining 3 which one you want to answer. Now, those 2 holds the key to your success in that exam.
That's true, sir.
Because the examiner said you must answer these 2. So if you leave the 2 and go and answer the other 3, I'm so certain you will fail that exam. Because the one that carries the highest mark are the ones that are mandatory. There's a reason why it is mandatory. The same thing. If you want to experience the glory of God, the Lord Jesus said, do not be surprised that I'm saying unto you, to experience the beauty of God, to experience the glory of God, you must be born again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, there used to be an advert from a Panadol. It says, if it is not Panadol, it's not the same thing as Panadol. And anywhere original exists, there abound, they can easily abound adulterated products.
That's true.
There cannot be an adulterated product without, or a counterfeit product without the original. In this era, there are so many things that are now being misconstrued as being born again. So when you go out and you meet people, are you born again? Say, yes, I am born again. But when you dig deep or you look at the fruit of their life, you cannot tell any born againism in their life. So today, I want to share with you several things that are not the same thing as being born again. Perhaps you have been deceived into thinking that you are born again, but you are actually on your way to hell, but you don't know. Now, with this teaching, I believe that God is going to help me to expose the lies of the devil that has been holding somebody captive this morning.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Can I have an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Number one, celebrating or experiencing a miracle. Celebrating or experiencing a miracle. Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 27 says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22 then says, many, not few. Is it few or many?
Many.
Many means a lot.
Yes, sir.
The word many means a lot. Many will say unto me. Make sure you are not part of that many. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, are you sure you are here?
Yes, sir.
Or have you gone home?
No, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are here with you, sir.
Say, many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name many wonderful works? In thy name we have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, and I will say, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that walketh iniquity. So you see here that even though they have experienced or they have performed many wonderful works, the Lord said he will still profess, he will say unto them, I don't know you. See, that you prayed and you received a miracle does not mean that you are born again. That you have been experiencing miracle does not mean that you are born again. Miracle is not a sign of salvation, but it's often a sign of the mercy of God.
Amen.
So a lot of people are deceived. Oh, but I prayed and God has been doing wonderful things in my life. Oh yeah, a doctor can pray and God will answer his prayer, because God will be merciful unto whom he chose to be merciful on. A pastor can pray for you and you receive a miracle, and even the pastor is not born again. So receiving a miracle or experiencing a miracle is not the same thing as being born again.
Amen.
I remember when I was a missionary to Agogo, another mission of my university, there was a church member I had. He was in class in 100 level, 200 level, year 3, year 4. When it was time for graduation, he disappeared from the church. So I asked him, I said, no. He knows that he was not part, he was always attending classes, but his name is not in the register of the school registry. So, but when you see him, he has deceived his parents for 4 years, collecting allowances, coming on break, that, oh, I'm a student. But he was not a student. So you can be receiving miracles from God or experiencing miracle, and you are going to church to give testimony of the deliverance of God, how God provided for you, how God made a way for you, but yet you are not born again. Amen.
Amen.
The second thing, befriending a man of God is not the same thing as being born again. Befriending or associating with a man of God is not the same thing as being born again.
John chapter 3 verse 2 to 4 says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee. Now he was talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus had special interest in the person of Jesus. Nicodemus was attracted to Jesus so much so that he risked all that he was doing just to be with Jesus. Was talking to this man who had special interest in him. And he could have said so many other things to him, but he looked at him and said, my friend, even though you have come at an odd hour of the night, even though I could see that you have special interest in my ministry, even though I could see that you admire me and you love me to have come all this way, but I want to let you know something. Coming to me, hearing my word and doing it is not the same thing as being born again. There is something that you need to do, and that is that you must officially give your life to God. You must be born again. Listen, this is a sober truth. For so many people today have counted their association with spiritual fathers, men of God, as the same thing as being born again. And that is why a lot of people today are even living a careless life. I'm going to divert a bit because this subject, this part is a very sensitive one. You know, we know Jesus. We celebrate Jesus Christ as Jesus, the one who rode on the donkey and they shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Then the Jesus that gathered children. There's a song like that, one of the Sunday school song. Jesus loves that little children. All the children of the world.
They are yellow, black, and white. They are precious in the sky. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Are they yellow children of the truth?
Yeah.
They are yellow children. Yellow. Okay. Forgive. Now, but there is a Jesus that the world don't talk about. Now, there is no greater prophet than Jesus.
Oh,
I'm talking about associating with a man of God, or having the covering of a man of God, or a pastor, or whatever. That is not the same thing as having a personal relationship with God. Matthew 21, verse 11. And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Look at it. They introduced him as the prophet of Nazareth. A prophet. It's one of the places that they introduced Jesus as a prophet. But now, when they introduced Jesus, prophet Jesus, he was about to, then on that same day, he did something that three out of the four gospels find it difficult to even comprehend. So if you read the account of Matthew, you know, Mark and Luke, you realize that this account that I'm about to read, they removed a particular part from their story. Why? Because they could not comprehend the Jesus that gathered children, the Jesus that loves children, the one who wrote on the donkey, the Messiah, as a man who could do this. So when Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they wrote the account of this, they removed a major part. But thank God for John. Perhaps it's one of the reasons why God raised John to write his own gospel. Because you see, when you look at the book of John, a lot of the things that John wrote were not in the other three gospels. The raising of Lazarus was not there. And a lot of other things, and including this particular line, you will not find it in Matthew, you will not find it in Mark, you will not find it in Luke. Now, let's look at what Matthew said. Because I'm talking about a very sensitive subject right now. as you're sitting with a man of God. Because most of us have now turned men of God as God. And so we don't even call them man of God, we call them as God of man. So because of that, we feel that, oh, you hear somebody say that my pastor is praying for me. So it's like I am at liberty to live anyhow life. Or I am the PA to my pastor. I am the secretary to the church. Or I have this man of God. You can't be the one carrying the Bible of your pastor on your way to hell. Why? Because being born again is not the same thing as associated with a man of God. Now let's look at something very quickly. Verse 12 of Matthew 21. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the table of the money changers and the seats of them that sold those. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Now, what I'm saying right now, I told you I want to digress a bit. In this second point where I say that befriending a man of God is not the same thing as being born again. And befriending a man of God does not also mean that prayer, you should no longer pray to God. Most of you don't pray anymore. You say you're a child of God, you don't pray. You're about to see how a prophet, see, a true prophet of God will not just tell you visions or dreams, but will lead you to developing a personal relationship with God. If you have a prophet or a man of God who is always just telling you visions and dreams and interpreting it for you, but it's not teaching you the basics of having your quiet time, it's not teaching you how to pray, it's not teaching you the principle of prayer, then you don't have a man of God. You actually have a God of man. God is not your God anymore. And no man of man, God is God and no man, a man enough to replace God. The reason why you don't pray is because you feel that one pastor is praying for you. Pastor pray for you, but it does not still replace prayer. And look at what Jesus did. I told you, Matthew, when he come to this story, said he cast out those that sold drugs. Mark just said, oh, he cast them out. Luke added a phrase. Luke said, look at the way Luke put his own. Okay, Mark put it this way. Mark 11:16 said, and he would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. So Matthew, Luke just said, oh, he cast them out. But Mark then added something a bit. He said, oh, he would not even allow anybody to carry anything in the temple. Now, what was it that Jesus was doing? Why was it that Jesus said that nobody should even move in the temple anymore? Because he entered the temple where they were doing something different from what God had ordained. So you know what? Even when he drove them out, he drove them out. When one of them want to say that, oh, I forgot my phone, you say, if you enter this place, come on, get out of here. Then someone will say, oh, can I just carry my basket? If you know that you are fit, enter here and see what I will do to you. Jesus began to look. See, can you imagine Jesus like this? He could not, he did not even allow anybody back into the church. So he drove out the priest, the Levites, the people, every one of them, he drove them out of the church. And he did not allow them not even to come and pick anything. And look at the part that they could not comprehend that Jesus did. John then exposed that part. John chapter 2, the same story, verse 15, they say, John 2, 15, look at what John said about the same story. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple. Jesus made a koboko. Sister, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If I beat you today with your wedding face,
what?
Hey, Mandela.
Will you still come to church? Ah, I'm sure if I even lift a koboko, I will go viral on Facebook.
Yes.
Go viral on Twitter. See what these men of God are doing. But Jesus made a koboko and was driving people. What was their offense? That they are no longer praying to God. You see, most of us have abused the relationship we have with men of God. And you are now thinking that a man of God owes the ticket to eternity. unless you are born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, no matter who your spiritual father may be. This is what I've come to let you know today. And if you are also not praying, you are not praying, you have stopped praying, then I believe that Jesus said, as it is here on earth, so it is in heaven. What God is still whipping people. Oh, and what will beat you will beat you.
Yes.
No wonder you are always going from one place to another looking for vision. Because you see, the primary problem in our life is that the altar of prayer has been destroyed. And we have churches that today are delegated even. Why should a church have a prayer department? Are you saying that it's not wrong to have a prayer department if the entire church is part of it? You can have choir department, you can have ushering department, you can have singing the choir dance, but prayer is not a department. It is the primary obligation of the entire church. It should never be delegated. But when we make man God, when we delegate five people, they are the prayer warriors. Show me where it is in the Bible that we have prayer warriors. The entire church gathers and pray.
That's true, sir.
The entire church gathers and pray. I will never have time for any man again who does not pray and wants me to pray for him. Yeah, I will never have a time again. Oh, I'm telling you, in case you're hearing me, I'm telling you from today. Nobody should ever come to me if I'm organizing a prayer meeting, you are not there, and you're not coming to me. I promise you, by the grace of God, I will never attend to you. Because I will tell you, I do Zoom prayer meeting every day, you are not there. I call for corporate prayer, you are not there. Now, Jesus is whipping you, the Satan is whipping you, whipping your business, and you are not coming to. The vision I will ever see is that you must go and pray for 21 days, not stop. I'm telling you ahead if you come to me. Hey!
Hey! Powerful! You
are strong! Am I preaching? Evil generation seeking after signs. Not after prayer. Not after prayer. No wonder today we have Christians who will lift church and go and be digging the Ugoro and Apadeshi. Because they believe that they have confessed their sin to a man of God.
Hey.
When you confess your sin to a man of God, does not mean if he says you are forgiven, does not mean God has forgiven you. Unless you are born again, you are not going to heaven. Ijem. Do you know Ijem? Hellfire. Straight.
Hey.
I'm not afraid to tell you. It's the truth. And you cannot pay for that one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Number three, giving money to a church is not the same thing as being born again. I remember some people used to even buy, when their loved one dies, they said, come and pay money so that you can move from purgatory to eternity. Listen to me, the truth of the matter is that you may be a tithe payer, offering giver. I've been collecting money every day for the building of the house of God, and you have never missed one. If you have not accepted Jesus into your life as your Lord, as a personal Savior, and repented of your sins, even your tithe will tie you to hell.
Hey.
You are actually paying, your offering is creating a special room for you in hellfire.
Hey.
Why? Because yes, you will receive the blessings that are due to you on this earth, because God says, give and it shall be given to you.
Yeah.
But what is it for you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? So your tithe, your offering, cannot replace salvation in your life. So don't be deceived. Salvation is not for sale. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Number four. How many points do you have?
Three.
Number four. Joining a church is not the same thing as being born again. Revelation chapter 3 verse 5 says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 20 verse 15 then says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of Royal Grace Chapel.
No.
Oh, are you sure that's not what the Bible says?
No, sir.
Whosoever is not found written in the book of redeemed Christians of God.
No, sir.
Whosoever was not found written in the book of Anglican.
No, sir.
Oh, are you sure you are reading Revelation 20:15?
Yes, sir.
Whosoever was not found written in the Methodist book
of the word.
No, sir.
But what does the Bible say? Whosoever was not found in the book of life, and what will happen to them, shall be cast into hell. He said, and whosoever name was not found written in the book of life, in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. Is your name in the book of life? So your name may be in the register of the church. It's not the same thing as being born again. It is being born again that qualifies your name in entering the major book called the book of life. Unless you are washed by the blood of Jesus. Unless your sins have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Have your name in the church register. Have your attendance marked. Attendance every day in church. It's not the same thing as being born again. Today is your own day of salvation.
Amen.
Lastly, I'm going to give you five. Then we'll continue by God's grace next week. Lastly, playing a role in church is not the same thing as being born again. Playing a role in church is not the same thing as being born again. Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. Today, we have so many members in the church, but few are on their way to eternity. And if there is anything we need to deal with as a church, we can become so religious that even when altar call is made, you think you are born again, but fruit don't lie. The tree may look alike, the leaf may scent alike, but I tell you, fruit will always differentiate a tree. If you can, your name may be John, your name may be Queen, your name may be James, your name may be Lola, your name may be David, your name may be Ugochukwu, your name may be Chukwuma, your name may be Chima, your name may be Oluwa Shebu, your name may be Oluwa Juwonlo. Whatever you put, people put Oluwa, put God, put this. If you and your fruit is not reflecting Christ, it shows that Christ is not in you. It takes Christ, he that abideth in me, and my words abide in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. John chapter 15. So if you are bringing forth the fruit of stealing, the fruit of immorality, the fruit of lies, the fruit of cheating, it's because Christ is not resident in you. You have religion, but you don't have Jesus. You can have religion, but you don't have Jesus.
That's true, sir.
If you can commit sin, and nothing is pricking your heart as a Christian, instantly on the spot, is because the Holy Spirit has left you long ago and you don't even know it. When it's coming in, you may know, but when it's leaving, it leaves silently. I remember this past week, I was driving out, going early to work, and I was trying to beat the closure of Third Mainland Bridge, which is by 12 o'clock. So I was running, trying to make sure that I, because of the traffic, I needed to cross Third Mainland Bridge before it's closed by 12 p.m. Third Mainland Bridge is in Lagos, Nigeria. Now, I got to a place in here called Guinness Road, here in Lagos. And here was this vehicle that overtook me, and some policemen parked me. And at that moment, I was talking to someone and on speakerphone, and my phone was with me. Now, when they packed me, my Google phone was locked. The first thing I told the person that was with me, I knew that they looked like rogue policemen. In fact, they were actually rogue policemen. But you see, police have so many powers. Whether they are rogue or not, they have the power to arrest at any time. Because that's what they are constitutionally empowered to do. So I told the person with me, I said, these guys want to arrest me, but I will deny. So when the police guy came to me, and I have switched off, I have cut off the line that I was, the person I was talking to, then my Google was there. Then the person said, wind down. I tried to wind. I said, you are making call. I said, I was not making call. So you are making call. I said, I'm using iPhone. And with iPhone, I can talk to my phone. And I said, I will prove it to you. There is no law that says I cannot talk to my phone. And he said, and the man became confused. So I said, Hey Siri is not a Yoruba word. Siri is an iPhone. So those of you who have been using Android, maybe you call it Hey Jacko, whatever they call it. So, and the city said, yes. I said, is there going to be traffic on Third Mainland? And Siri responded. So I said to the police, I'm talking to my phone to give me direction. And the policeman became confused, but you know, but because they have packed me already, they said, okay, let's go. We will sort this out when we get to the station. I said, no problem. Then right there and there, I began to make a video call to intimidate the policeman. I said, oh, you see, Lagos, I want to see that police are not arresting people, that oh, it is wrong to do this. I said, so when I finished making the call, we were going. Then the Holy Spirit came to me, Pastor John. Very gentle boy. Very gentle voice. Pastor John. He doesn't need to talk too much. I said, ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Pastor John. This time they said, are you making call? Yes, I was making call. Why are you lying? Then it dawned on me that why we lie is because we are afraid of the consequence of men. And no longer putting God first. So I stopped as we were going. I told the policeman, I said, I have done something wrong. He looked at me and said, what have you done wrong? I said, I lied. He was shocked. I said, I was making a phone call. I said, right now, the Holy Spirit has pricked my heart. I said, do you know why I'm lying? Because I'm afraid of you more than God. I said, right now, I need to put you where you belong and put my God where you belong. If you like, arrest me. If you like, detain me. If you like, take my car, whatever the consequences is. The Bible says that we should not be afraid of them that can only kill the flesh and not the spirit. So right now, I am not afraid of you. I was making for God, take me to the station. I am lying. I will not lie. I'm not afraid of you. I'm afraid of God. I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the consequence of God and not your consequence. And I had peace of mind. And you know what the policeman said? He said, you have touched my life. Say, so what you just said now, touch me. Which church do you attend? May I know you? Which church do you attend? Beloved, what was supposed to be a long end, and I told her, I said, if truth cannot set me free, I choose not to let allow life to set me free. I knew it was a test. Because you see, this point says, playing a role in church is not the same thing as being born again. I can deceive myself that being called a pastor automatically qualifies me forever. It's not the same thing as being born again. The fruit of born again is righteousness. If you are not living a righteous life, don't be deceived. You may be a choir leader, you may be a pastor, you may be a teacher. The fruit, if the fruit is not righteousness, you are not born again. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the devil deceive us. Fruits don't lie. If I allow lie to persist there, then my salvation is questionable. And do you know that the police let me go? He had to go and talk to his superior on my behalf. He said, you have touched me. He said, you have touched me. How you have touched me? He said, well, with my lies and everything, I was still going to go to. But when I was able, and do you know what that happened? When I said that, I was actually going to deliver something to someone on the island. And I was going to pick up that thing first. Then, so that I can then rush to Top Mainland Bridge. On getting to where I was going to pick up that thing, another order came. So instead of picking one, I picked two. Before I get to the office, also another order. In fact, in that day, I made about four orders as against one. And none of those business transactions was lost. I did pass through Top Mainland that day. I had to go through the long way. But I'm telling you, I did not lose one, any single transaction. Rather, God blessed me with more. Because righteousness exalts a nation.
Yeah.
Sin is a reproach. But if I have continued with that lie, maybe the other breakthroughs would not have come. Maybe the other blessings would not have come. Today, it is time to be born again. Maybe you have given your life to Christ, but you realize that the fruit is not righteousness. Well, my brother, don't look at what anybody is thinking of you right now. Don't look at what anybody may say right now. It is time to come to Jesus. It is time to say, I want to follow you, Jesus. He said, no, the men may praise you, but your sins will find you out. Every man's sin will find you out. This morning, how do you become born again? Number one, acknowledge that you are a sinner. No matter how, you might have not stolen before, you might have not lied before, you might have not cheated. If Jesus has not stepped into your life, you are a sinner. So you must acknowledge that you are a sinner. Number two, you must acknowledge that Jesus died for your sins. And number three, you must now accept Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior and ask Him to wash your sins away with His blood. Today, if you would like to give your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. I want to meet, and if you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus this morning, so with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Today is your day of salvation.
Amen.
And today, Jesus wants to make all things new in your life. Would you like to give your life to Christ? I want to encourage you to give your life to Christ. And those of you who are hearing me, you can also rededicate your life to Christ. Even those of you who are here today, don't say because you are here hearing this sermon, you are, if the fruit is not right, maybe today God is at this minute to actually be for you to repent and say, Jesus, I want to bear the fruit of righteousness. I want to make my way right with you. So if you want to give your life to Christ or rededicate your life to Christ, just place your hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Jesus wants to make all things new in your life. Now, say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
I come to you this morning.
I come to you this morning.
I acknowledge that I am a sinner.
I acknowledge
that all my righteousness,
is
like filthy rag before you.
I acknowledge
that Jesus died for my sins.
Today, Lord Jesus,
I open the door of my heart to you.
Please
come into my life
and be my Lord
and my personal Savior.
Dear Lord Jesus,
I confess that you are the Son of God
who came into this world
to die for my sins.
Today, Lord Jesus,
I receive the gift of salvation
which you purchased with your precious blood.
And I ask that by your blood,
let all my sins be washed away.
Reign in my life, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now say with me, precious Holy Spirit,
fill me,
empower me
with the grace
to live a life
that will be pleasing to God.
Thank you, Heavenly Father,
for saving my soul today.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for those who are rededicating their life to Jesus. I thank you for those who are giving their life to Jesus. And I thank you because from today, all things indeed has become new in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I ask that by the blood of Jesus, everyone under the bondage of sin be delivered today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone whose heart has been deadened, that they are no longer sensitive to sin, who can lie, cheat, or do wrong without even feeling it, today, let the blood of Jesus bring revival to every dead in soul.
Amen.
Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will now fill everyone afresh.
Amen.
For by grace we have been saved.
Amen.
Precious Holy Spirit, take over every life today.
Amen.
Thank you for delivering us from the deception of the devil.
Amen.
Thank you for saving our soul, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed.
Amen.
God bless you. Now, if you have just watched this broadcast, you just gave your life to Christ, there's an email showing right now on the screen, rgci_hq@gmail.com. I would like you to send your name there. If Jesus has done something for you this morning, I would like you to send your details there. I want to get your mails from you. I want to be praying with you. And when you send your details, we are going to be reaching out to you to also help you grow in Christ. Because the life in Christ is a sweet life. It's a good life. Is the best life you can live. Amen. And the Lord will bless you greatly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Everyone, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
This morning, before we close, I would like to take a special offering. And if you're a child of God, can you imagine what would have happened if we do not have children of God who have been tithing? That means that throughout this, from March till now, the church will have shut down.
Yes.
No broadcast. Now, this broadcast is consuming a lot of data. We spend money to bring the gospel to you. That is why the Bible said, I bring you all tithe into my house, that there can be meat in my house. That is why the devil began to propagate the lies that tithing is not for this age and time. Tithing is God's wisdom to keep, sustain, and advance his church on earth. It is our covenant right as children of God to tithe. And so this morning, if you are watching online, this is a new month. You've been blessed
You've been paid your salary. You are a business person. It is time to pay tithe. Tithe is 10% of that which you have been blessed with, or that which you have earned. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to bring out your tithe and your offering. Now, also for our church, we are embarking on a building project. Like I told you, that I want everyone to decide to, each block is about 230 naira. And you can decide that at least you will not stop until you buy 100 block. And we don't spend such money for frivolities. I would not collect offering for building and use it for my personal use. So as you give, I want you to also decide that, before I pray for all of you, those of you who have been hearing me, as you bring out your offering, decide that you are going to be part of this building project. And that those of you want to, maybe by next Sunday or thereabout, we are going to show you the picture of the cathedral we are building. Amen. And I'm trusting the Lord. We want to build, I should say. And we have not started building, but we want to build. And now, as we are putting the resources together, it is my joy to announce to you that it is advancing. Every Sunday, I see those of you who are giving your block offering. A block, or you are buying 5 blocks, 3 blocks. We are not started buying cement. And we are not going to stop until we reach about 2,000 blocks at 230 each. You can give more than that. And when it is time for cement, I will collect it in batches too. Then when it's time for iron, we will connect. Then we will then start the building project. And I trust the Lord that as you support God's work, through your tithe, through your offering, through this building contribution, the blessings of the Lord will rain upon you in the name of Jesus. As you build the house of the Lord, God will build a house for you. God will prosper you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for everyone who are giving their tithe, those who are giving their offering, and all those who are giving towards the building project of your house. Lord, I pray for your people, that your blessings will rain upon them afresh. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let your goodness and your mercy overtake them. Amen. In all their endeavors. In the name of Jesus. All your needs, may the Lord supernaturally supply it. May the Lord build house and houses for you. In the name of Jesus. You will not be stranded in life. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to go ahead and transfer it online on the account showing. And those of you who are doing internationally watching it right now, there's going to be a Swift code which will be displayed. All right, now you can give that to Great Gospel Campaign. That one you can actually transfer online. So I believe that if the account soon will show you with the Swift code on the screen. You can, it's a dollar account. You can transfer from anywhere in the world using the details that is now going to be showing on your screen right now. And you can transfer that, and it will be duly acknowledged. The Lord bless you greatly. Amen. And support you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Can we take our royal confession of faith one to go? I'm a royal. I enjoy the best. I'm a child of the King. I can never be defeated. Lions are falling onto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage in plan. It's my year of laughter. My joy knows no bound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2020, the Lord is making you laugh. I said, this year, the Lord is making you laugh. This month, the Lord is making you laugh. I'm royally graced. I'm above only. God bless you. See you on the next broadcast. Remain blessed. Crazy.